Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make an announcement before you start to listen to the episode. Please do your own due diligence. I will never give you buying or selling tips on a stock. I'm more about giving you the information I believe that can help you make your trades on your own. Have a good day trading. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to another episode of Stalking Pot Stocks. I'm your host, Ed Shane, and novice investor. I've got one question I just want to ask right now. Is your stock a big flirt? Is it? Does your stock play hard to get? Teasing you? Throwing you a bone here and there? Making you think it's just about ready to bust its bubble? Well, let me tell you something. That's what they do every day to everybody. So it's nothing new. What you got to learn from it is how to read it, how to become a reader of these big flirts. There's a lot to learn from a flirt. Some flirts never pay off. As a matter of fact, they'll dump all kinds of amazing lines on you, like, hey, we just made $20 million in our sales, and we've got a couple more contracts coming next week. Stay tuned. Next week comes, and that damn stock went down. Has this ever happened to you? I mean, you've got to understand that most of the information that you're fed is being used against you. Just like when people are hitting on you. You think those lines aren't designed to make you go, What? It's crazy out there, folks. So what I just want to point out is that my strategy is all about the energy of the stock, not all the flirting that goes on from other investors, like they know something other people do not, or all this great news coming out and the stock just sits there and goes, oh yeah, that's the news. Why are we just sitting here? As a matter of fact, why are we starting to plunge? Stop thinking that you have to know everything about the stock and really start zoning in on the energy and the price action of it. I'm just telling you, man, not that you can't learn and understand what the stock does. I get that, you know, you should know what the hell your company is doing. But what I'm trying to do is don't let that dictate your trading. I mean, I'm just telling you that stocks tend to flirt with new prices without any information out there yet. It's in advance of what's coming. Something that hasn't been made public. Something that's on the horizon. These are the things that you have to look for. You want to be in before the information is out, not after. I mean, I watch a lot of people on the internet, and I cannot believe how many people will post some news and say, this stock is going to the moon. And it's like, wait a minute, dude. Don't you know that this information is already public? I mean, if this thing was going to the moon from that information, wouldn't it already be up there? See, this is, I'm sorry if I'm getting a little bit loud, but it's amazing to me how many people haven't figured out that the news is great. That's great. Information is cool. But you know what? You can get so drowned with it that it will distract you from what's happening to the stock itself. I mean, stocks go up and down because of the money being put in it, all right? Not because of the news that is shared. I'm just telling you. Don't get me wrong. You know that there's going to be another dilution coming, you know? I mean, I would avoid that stock. That's something that's good to know. But what if that news of dilution came out and was made public and the stock responded positively to that, what do you think then? So it's being diluted. But guess what? The stock is still going up. Maybe somebody realizes that that money that they're going to get from this dilution is going to propel them into a big player. See, I'm not against information. I'm against getting the information and reacting to it, as opposed to getting the information and find out how the stock reacts to the information. That's really all this episode is about. These stocks will flirt with you and they will take your investment dollars and keep you like, oh, what do I want to say? It just keeps you hanging on, thinking it's going to keep, they keep on giving you a little bit more. Just when you're about ready to walk away, they feed you a little more. Did you ever notice that? You ever notice the stocks that you might be, a few of, I know we've all been in these stocks where they just keep feeding you just right when you're giving about ready to go. You know what? I hate this stock. And then something, some hope comes your way. This is what this episode is all about. Get that out of your head, man. Get it out. Use the information. That's fine. But pay more attention to what the stock does with all the information that's out there. Because, number one, a trend is your friend. You know that. If a stock is trending up, or even one that I'll get into later, is the creepers. I love when a stock creeps. We'll get way into that on another episode. Stop allowing these stocks to flirt with you and keep you hanging on, all right? It's not that hard to realize that these things are just playing with your mind. So I just want to bring that to your attention. All right, you know what? That's it for the night. I'm cutting out. I just want you all to know that I'm really wanting you to learn how to trade on your own. There are so many unique things to learn about trading, and there's nobody that can take it all in at once. So I hope that these little tidbits that I throw out at you will kind of like plant a seed and you start seeing some of the things I'm telling you. How that it, you'll find out. It's bizarre, man. I mean, you can get the greatest news in the world and the stock will not only sell off on it, but then plunge 2 and 3 days after. It's bizarre. All right. Peace. Good trades. Sell them. Learn to sell them. Take some profits. Take care. We'll be right back.